بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to our followers, my dear respected brothers in Islam, we have reached the final relationship the believer is supposed to have with the Quran. And this of course was inspired by the words of Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, in where he says that the people have abandoned the Quran in five ways. And so we understand from that that these are the five relationships the believer is supposed to have with the Quran. We discussed the first two, which was reciting the Quran, and the second one, listening to the Quran. The third one was at-tahakum ilayh, in other words, going back to the Quran in terms of decisions and judgments between you and your problems, wherever it was, whether it's a personal issue or with someone else. The fourth one we discussed was at-tadawi bihi, that you return to the Quran in terms of seeking a treatment from it and a cure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it as such, fihi shifa'un lil-nas, there's a cure for the people. وَنُنَزِّلُ الْقُرْآنَ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes. And this is the fifth and the last one. And this is perhaps the key for all the previous ones. This is why this is the most important. We left it at the end, inshallah ta'ala, in a concise and a brief lesson, inshallah ta'ala. I'll give you exactly the understanding of what it is, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Very confusing topic at the same time to really understand what it is. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says that the fifth way in how the people abandon the Qur'an, in other words, your fifth relationship with the Qur'an, and this is supposed to be the key to each and every single relationship in the past, and that is, هَجَرُوا تَدَبُّرَهُ, they neglected and they abandoned the Qur'an in terms of its tadabbur. Tadabbur, in other words, very brief translation, upon reflecting over the Qur'an and pondering over this Qur'an and contemplating this Qur'an and the meanings of this Qur'an. Now, Ana, I want you to think of something. Subhanallah, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, well, he's saying this at his time. Ibn al-Qayyim, he died in 1350. Yani, in other words, from 2017 going back 1350, that's 667 years ago. Yani, almost 700 years ago, that's the problem in his society. That the people weren't reading Qur'an, they weren't listening to Qur'an. They weren't, they have abandoned and neglected the Qur'an. Imagine now 700 years later, what has happened to the people. He realized this problem with the people 700 years ago. And he's speaking this 700 years ago. Subhanallah, no doubt as time goes by, the people neglect and are heedless and abandon the Qur'an even more, until the last day in where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would see that the people have really abandoned this Qur'an. So the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raised from this earth. It goes back up to the sky. The people would open the Mus'haf and it's just a book and it's empty from letters and words and ayat. This happens right towards the end when the people did not give any value to the Qur'an, did not uphold and honor this Qur'an. And this is exactly what happens. And the people are the ones that caused this. So Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he picked this up 700 years ago and made mention of it, and today we're sharing it. The last one, as we said, hajaru at-tadabbur. They neglected and abandoned the Qur'an in terms of pondering and reflecting over the Qur'an and its meanings and its ayat. And by the way, Imam Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali radiyallahu anhu rahimahullah, he mentions that this is the best form of worship one could ever engage in. At-tadabbur is the best form of worship one could ever engage in. He says in his words, وَمَا أَعْظَمُ مَا يَتَقَرَّبُ بِهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ النَّوَافِلِ أَوْ وَمِنْ أَعْظَمِ مَا يَتَقَرَّبُ بِهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ النَّوَافِلِ كَثْرَةُ تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ وَتَفَهُّمِهِ وَتَدَبُّرِهِ وَتَفَكُّرِهِ. He says that the best form of worship one could engage to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, after the obligatory acts that one does, the first of the best nawafil, of the best sunnah acts that one could do, is to recite this Qur'an, listen to this Qur'an, and ponder and reflect over the meanings of this Qur'an. And of course, this is the reason for why the Qur'an came down. Allah Azza wa Jal, when He spoke about why He sent down this Qur'an, He said, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَتْدَبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ. This is a remarkable book that we sent down to you. What's the reason? Why did Allah send it? ليدبروا آياته, so that they might may ponder and reflect over its ayat. I still haven't come to you in terms of what does that mean. Reflecting. What does reflecting over the ayat mean? We're going to come to this, but let's just see how Allah Subhanahu wa Taala addresses this in the Quran. This form of worship, this tadabbur, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala even called the disbelievers to it, and Allah called the munafiqin to it. So you find in the Quran, Allah would say, "Afala yatadabbaruna al-Quran." وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافٍ كَثِيرًا. This ayah is actually an address to the kafir, before the Muslim. Allah is saying to the disbeliever, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Why don't they ponder and focus and reflect and contemplate over this Qur'an? Had it been from other than Allah, they would have found a lot of يعني, confusion in it. They would have found a lot of disagreement in it. Wallah Azza wa Jalla, he calls on al-munafiq. شوف المنافق is not only called to read the Qur'an, he was called to do tadabbur of the Qur'an, reflect over the Qur'an. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Muhammad, أَفَلَا صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. That's the second time this ayah comes in the Qur'an. Why don't they ponder over the Qur'an? The first address in this ayah is the munafiqun. أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Or is it the fact that the heart is sealed and there's locks on the hearts, there's shackles on the hearts? This ayah was for the munafiq. Allah is calling the munafiq wal-kafir to make tadabbur of the Qur'an, reflect over the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يعني, this is in the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still in Mecca. Allah azza wa jal, he says to him, أَفَلَمْ يَدَّبَّرُوا الْقَوْلِ. Allah azza wa jal is addressing the kuffar of Quraysh. He's saying, why haven't they pondered over this word? أَفَلَمْ يَدَّبَّرُوا الْقَوْلِ أَمْ جَاءَهُمْ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِي آبَاءَهُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. فَيَعْنِي سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ, if Allah Azza wa Jal is requesting from the disbeliever and from the munafiq, not just recitation but tadabbur, how much more evident does it become for the believer to make tadabbur and reflection over the Qur'an? And this is why when Allah Azza wa Jal addressed the believers in this worship of tadabbur, he did not say, why don't they ponder over the Qur'an? He said, لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ, even deeper, so that they may reflect over its ayat. See, for the disbeliever and the munafiq, what was required and requested from him, make a general reflection over the entire Qur'an, from beginning to end. But for the believer, because he has a deeper relationship with the Qur'an, Allah did not just call you to do tadabbur over the Qur'an, a general look on it. Rather, لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ, each and every single ayah of the 6,636 ayat that are in the Qur'an, each one is supposed to be taken on the side and reflected over one after the other. لأن the believer's relationship with the Qur'an is supposed to be unlike any other person's relationship with this Qur'an. فَالتَّدَبُّر. Now let's speak about what this tadabbur is. What is التَّدَبُّر? Linguistically, the word التَّدَبُّر, it comes from the word دُبُر. Or dabara, for example. A dubur is the behind of something. So for example, you know, in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and the wife of the minister, in where she came and she ripped his shirt when she wanted to seduce him and so on. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, إِن كَانَ قَمِيصُهُ قُدَّ مِن دُبُرٍ, that if his shirt was ripped from behind. In other words, and how was that referred to in the ayah? Min duburin, if it was ripped from behind. So the behind of something is the dubur of something. And so يعني, what we learn from this is that you need to look beyond the surface. You need to look behind the surface, and that exactly what is tadabbur. That you'll be engaged in tadabbur. For example, يعني, you go out to the ocean and the ocean has a surface, right? And you can appreciate the surface. You can sit down, oh, mashallah, you see the vastness of the ocean, you see the magnificent creation of this ocean, but you're only seeing the surface. Now, to look deeply and ponder over this ocean, you'll need to dive deep beyond the surface. And that is exactly what tadabbur is. Tadabbur is to look beyond reciting or listening to an ayah. Yani, the surface of the Quran is to just read and listen. That's the surface. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want from the believer only to look at the surface and that to read the Qur'an and enough, or to listen to the Qur'an and move on. That you've done exactly like what Ahlul Kitab did, like that. And I'll tell you where this is mentioned in the Qur'an. Allah Azza wa Jal wants from you beyond that. So go beyond recitation, go beyond listening. And beyond recitation is this thing called at-tadabbur, which is reflection. And we're going to come to the best forms of tadabbur and what it is. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, just to teach you the danger of reading or listening and not performing or making tadabbur. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says in the Quran, speaking about the people of the book, Ahlul Kitab, yani these are people that were given a book. And so Allah did not want us to be like them. Why? What was wrong with them? What did they do wrong with their book that we're not supposed to do? Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِي وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. He says, from among the people of the book were people, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ. From among them there's illiterate, there's unlettered, people that can't read nor write. But what do they do? لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِي. They did not know anything of their book except أماني. What's أماني? Ibn Abbas, rahimahullah, رضي الله عنه, he says, أماني أي تلاوته. يعني لا يعلمون إلا تلاوته. From among the people of the book, there are people that did not know anything from their book except تلاوتن, except reciting this book. Except reciting. They recited the book. But that's all they knew about the book. They didn't do anything beyond that. So they just took the service and they moved on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is criticizing them in this ayah. And He's saying that these people didn't uphold the book. They're supposed to يعني, be doing much more than just reading and listening. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he mentions, don't be like those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complained about and said they only knew from their book a recitation. So no doubt, يعني, first and foremost, you get yourself on a plan in where you read the Qur'an, you listen to the Qur'an. But now once you're on that train and moving, you're supposed to now understand there's a deeper relationship with a believer with this Qur'an. Something that Allah calls him to, something that Allah says, this is why I set down the Qur'an. Not that it is just recited, rather so that one can perform at-tadabbur liyadabbaru ayatihi. Okay, so now what is at-tadabbur and the best form of tadabbur? This is very important. This is the idea of يعني, what I wanted to share with you. Number one, before that, you need to understand what is the difference between tadabbur and tafsir. Now, a lot of confusion happens in terms of mixing the two together. And so people assume that the tafsir is exactly like tadabbur, and so therefore tafsir is for the scholars and it's not for us. And so tadabbur remains for the scholars and for the people of knowledge, and for the general people we have nothing got to do with this tadabbur or tafsir ever. This is a wrong understanding, because there was no differentiation made between tadabbur and tafsir. When we understand the difference, we'll know exactly what tadabbur is. Tafsir, my brothers, is something, is a knowledge, a sacred knowledge, and that is preserved and left out for the ulama, for the people of knowledge, for the people in that science. Tafsir is to look into the ahkam of the Qur'an, the laws of the Qur'an, the rules and the regulations in the Qur'an, to extract from them the ayat, yani rules, to make rules and to make fatawa for the people. That is got to do with tafsir. Okay, that is not for everyone. That is just for the mufassir. Hatta Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in the hadith, whoever speaks something, whoever says something, and it was right, but without knowledge, then he is considered يعني, from the wrong, and he is considered a sinner. He gets a sin for that. That is tafsir. You cannot speak tafsir of an ayah except with knowledge behind the understanding of that ayah. That is what tafsir is, and that's a separate thing. Now, what you and I are concerned with is tadabbur al-Qur'an, because Allah called each and every single believer to that. What is tadabbur? Basically, tadabbur is of many forms. And one of the greatest, if not this is the greatest form of tadabbur, and this is the key to the other forms of tadabbur. There are about 14, 15 forms that the ulama, rahimahumullah, mentioned. But I'm just going to give you the one that is absolutely يعني, the most important and essential to hold on to, so that you feel that you have made tadabbur of the Qur'an, because everyone has the chance to do that. And the first and foremost form of tadabbur of the Qur'an is, as Al-Hasan Al-Basri rahimahullah says, he says, وَمَا تَدَبُّرُ آيَاتِهِ إِلَّا بِاتِّبَاعِهِ وَمَا تَدَبُّرُ آيَاتِهِ إِلَّا بِاتِّبَاعِهِ. He said that the only form of tadabbur that one is supposed to concentrate on and understand, to the point where he said the only form of tadabbur, in other words, he's saying that this is the most important form of tadabbur, is that you follow the ayat, you implement the ayat, You work according to the ayat, you implement them in your life in the day and in the night, and that is the best form of tadabbur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He said in the Quran, He says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. Those who we gave them the book, they recite it the way it's supposed to be recited. Ibn Abbas, rahimahullah, wa radiyallahu anhu, he said, حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. He said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أَنْ يُحِلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَيُحَرِّمُ حَرَامَهُ وَيَقْرَأَهُ كَمَا أَنْزَلَهُ اللَّهُ. He said, verily, حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. And Allah said, recite it the way it should be recited. What does the way it should be recited mean? He said, Wallahi, he took an oath and he said, Wallahi, that the way it should be recited is that the one who reads it shall implement that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to do, and he should abstain and avoid that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids him from, and he's supposed to recite it the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it. يتلونه حق تلاوته. In another opinion, he says حق تلاوته يعني يتدبرونه حق تدبره. They reflect over it the way it should be reflected over, and that's the meaning. What does it mean to reflect over the Quran? The first form of that and the best form of that is to follow the meaning of the ayat and to abstain and stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids you from. This is one of the main parts of what it means to follow this Quran. And I'll give you an example of this. They mention about Harun al-Rashid, rahimahullah, a khalifa of the Muslimin. Once he was in his gathering, and there was a servant that came by, and he was obviously bringing them tea, hot water. There was hot water on a plate that he's about to serve to the Khalifa. So as he's serving him with this plate, and there's hot water on it, he accidentally tripped, and this hot water fell, and it fell on the Khalifa, and obviously it burnt him. There must have been some pain. So he got really angry. Al-Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, they mentioned this in the books. He got really angry. And the servant, he looked at him. He's a servant, if the Khalifa gets really angry, he might be punishing him. But actually, he was a slave, not only a servant, he was a slave, because at the end you'll find out how he was a slave. So a slave, really humiliated, maybe something of punishment could come towards his way. He just burnt the Khalifa. Harun Rashid got really angry. And he looked at him, this slave boy, he looked at him, and he recited to him قوله تعالى وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. This is an ayah in Surah Ali Imran. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. It means, and those who suppress their anger, who control and hold back their anger. فَهَرُونَ الرَّشِيدِ, he heard that, and he said to him كَظَمْتُ غَيْظِي. I've suppressed my anger. This is the first. Then this slave boy, he continued in recitation of the ayah وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And those who forgive the people, and those who pardon the people. فَهَرُونَ الرَّشِيدِ, he looked at him and he said to him, عَفَوْتُ عَنْكَ. I've pardoned and I've forgiven you. And then he completed and continued the ayah in its last part, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who do good. And he said to him, Ergo, you're a free boy, you're a free man, go. And in other words, he's no longer a slave, and he let him go because that's a good deed, and Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who do excellent deeds. So subhanAllah, this, in a matter of seconds, is exactly what tadabbur is. An ayah was recited, and he began to implement straight after it. He held his anger. Wa Harun al-Rashid, when he's hearing these ayat, he's not, a slave boy is reading these ayat to me. He hears them from above. He understands that this is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not just hearing it from anyone. He's hearing it from a higher source. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word recited on the tongue of this boy. That's all it is. For the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dictate exactly how you're going to implement this word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this is the essence, and this is the core of tadabbur. This is the core of tadabbur, that you read an ayah and you begin to implement this ayah in the very same second. One of the best relationships one could have with the Quran that is full of dua. Allah Azza wa Jal packs out this Quran with so many dua of the prophets of the past and so many dua of what we're supposed to be doing today. As a matter of fact, Surah Al-Fatiha has the greatest dua in the Quran. The first dua in the Quran, Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim. When you read it, stop and really ask Allah for as-sirat, for al-hidayah ila as-sirat al-mustaqim. And ask Allah, ihdina, really ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim from inside. So you read this ayah, and then on the side you're implementing by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this guidance. Then and only you've become a person of tadabbur al-Qur'an. You've become someone who does tadabbur of the Qur'an. You read another ayah in which there's a dua, you stop and you make that dua as well. Right, Rabbi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbi ij'alni muqim as-salat wa min dhurriyyati rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Stop and make that du'a. This ayah is in there so that you can implement and use this du'a in your life. So if you stopped and you made this du'a and you felt this du'a and you're coming closer to this du'a in terms of practical action, then you have really done something known as tadabbur al-Qur'an, which is the greatest worship one could ever do with this Qur'an, even better than reciting and listening to it and just reading like that without understanding what you're reading. At tadabbur, it requires that you have a basic understanding of the ayah. That's all. Just enough for you to get up and implement yani the meanings of the ayat. Huwa subhanallah, yani I share with you this. And this is yani a practical thing that you may be able to do and that will bring you closer to what tadabbur is. Take an ayah, recite it from the morning and make an agreement with yourself that you're going to implement this ayah during the day and the night. So for example, recite qawlihi ta'ala. The Quran is full of things to do from the beginning, from the first letter to the last letter in this Quran. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, I like always using this as an example, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, indeed, we gave Luqman wisdom. We gave Luqman wisdom. What is wisdom? Some people think that wisdom is old age. Wisdom is powerful words that one says that make a lot of sense. Someone thinks that wisdom is deep knowledge, whatever it is. All this is all good. But let's listen to what Allah defines wisdom as. In the very same ayah, He says, Anishkur lillah. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. We gave Luqman hikmah that you shall be grateful to Allah. In other words, full wisdom is you and I learning how to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's wisdom, right? That is wisdom. Okay. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says in the hadith, as in Sahih Muslim, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَى عَنِ الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ الْأَكْلَةَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَنْ يَشْرَبَ الشُّرْبَةَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says that Allah is so pleased and happy and content with the servant that would put something in his mouth, eat it, and he'd say Alhamdulillah after it. And he'd drink something and he'd say Alhamdulillah after it. In other words, saying Alhamdulillah after you eat, Alhamdulillah after you drink, that is considered Al-Hikmah, that is considered full wisdom. Just understanding and learning how to thank Allah is full wisdom. Okay, so you read this ayah, Anishkur Lillah, and you stop and you say to yourself today, every single thing I will eat and every single thing I will drink and anything that happens during the day and the night, I am going to say Alhamdulillah. And really, I'm going to thank Allah for everything. And I will not forget. Do that the entire day. Come at the end of the day, towards the night, and read that ayah once again. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. And I said to you, wallahi, your effect with this ayah will be on a different level than if you were to just read it and not implement it. Reading an ayah after you have implemented it for one day, and then you're going to make a habit to keep this for life. Reading an ayah after you have implemented it, wallahi, it has so much different of a taste and a connection and a relationship, more than if you were to read the ayah and never act according to the ayah. Ramadan is coming. And in Ramadan, yani try to pray in the places where one juz' is recited of the Qur'an. And so when one juz' is recited, before that juz' is recited, go and read that juz' and find something that you're able to take control of during the day and implement. And then go and pray at that masjid and listen to that ayah being recited. Well, I say to you, wallahi, you'll be affected more than if you were to read it or listen to it and you still haven't implemented this ayah. This is exactly what tadabbur is. And the sign of tadabbur is that you implement the ayah, and then as a result, iman increases. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the ayat are recited unto them, their iman increases. And you know what? Iman cannot be increased without action. Without action. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would always join between these two. آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. Action, doing عمل صالحا, acting righteously, is part of iman, and that is what will grow your iman. So you listen to the ayah, you implement it, and as a result your iman was increased. As a result, you have performed tadabbur of the Quran the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. The best form of tadabbur that was ever يعني called for in the Quran. And after this, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, your relationship with the Quran begins to develop on a whole different level. You recite qawlihi ta'ala, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believers to lower their gaze. Take this ayah, really embrace this ayah. Not just, it's haram to look left and right at the woman. Embrace the ayah. Read it from the morning and say, this is what I'm going to fight myself with today. And every time I see a woman or a girl walking past, I will say to myself, غُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. And so you force yourself. You read the ayah, it's in the back of your mind, it's been in your mind from the morning. That if I was to catch you and say, what are you living today with? And you're quick to respond. يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, to lower their gaze. And live like this the whole day and the entire night. Come at the end of the day and read the ayah. It is not going to be like any other day you've recited or heard this ayah. It's going to be a special connection. And if you can do it for one day, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, you can do it for an entire year. You can do it for an entire lifetime until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For understand, my brothers in Islam, that this is the greatest form of relationship one could have with the Quran. And that is tadabbur al-Quran. And that is exactly what is required. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, that Ramadan is about to approach. Bi-idhnillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to extend our lives until we meet and we see Ramadan, and to bless our actions in Ramadan and make the most of it and make advantage of it. If you don't understand and recognize that this is the month of the Quran, and you don't understand that the main worship you're supposed to be doing in this month is holding onto the Quran recitation and listening to it and all the five forms that we spoke of, you missed the whole point of Ramadan. Keep in your mind that Ramadan is a celebration of the Quran. That's what it is. It is a 30-day celebration that we have a Quran that came down during this blessed month. It's a celebration. Just like any other country, yani, when they have their independence, they call it Independence Day and they make a day for it. When there's something else that happens, they call it, this is, for example, this day or that day. And they mark it. And it's just one day celebration. And now we have Shahr Ramadan is a whole 30-day celebration for one thing that came down from the sky, and that is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For don't lose fact that this month is a celebration of this Quran. Embrace this Quran truly and properly in all of its forms, not just in its recitation and listening. Try as best as you can. As I said, at-tadabbur does not require deep tafsir. It requires just an understanding of what Allah wants. Oh, you who believe, do 1, 2, 3, stay away from 1, 2, 3 and start doing it. Yani from the very first day of Ramadan, when you fast, you know, yani, don't fast and not connect your fasting with the Quran. Fast because Allah said, wa anta sumu khayrun lakum. Fast because Allah says, falyasum. Allah said, whoever witnesses the month, fast. Fast. And so when you fast with that, you've done tadabbur of the ayah. You've done tadabbur of the ayah because you've actually implemented it practically. And then listen to that ayah being recited. Your effect, wallahi, is much more different than if you were to only read and listen and never implement the ayah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a deeper understanding of His book. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among the people of tadabbur of the Quran, of true الَّذِينَ أَتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people of the Quran, people who benefit from the reminders of the Quran. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.